B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. The Fanatic.
Mike Missinelli Show. Brought to us by the 5 o'clock hour by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call Guided Door and Window today. 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. So I'm just reading about this this Mary Trump book. And she has probably an axe to grind writing this book. But her father died and he was the one that should have been in charge and a whole bit. But she, let's look at this SAT claim that she claims. So she claims that Trump paid someone to take the SAT test for him to help him get into the University of Pennsylvania. Now, I got to stop here. Because he didn't have to take the SAT to get into the University of Pennsylvania. He transferred from Fordham to get to the University of Pennsylvania. And I always read that he got into the University of Pennsylvania through the influence of his father through a business friend who was associated with Penn.
Oh.
So he wouldn't have had to take the SAT to get into Penn. Now, maybe she's saying that he paid someone to take the SAT to help him get into Fordham.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
That's a big error there.
That's an error. Yes, that is an error. I do. Steinbrenner, the father, before he passed away.
Yeah.
Apparently, he was tight with Frank Trump.
Uh-huh.
And somewhere in there, George Steinbrenner thought that Donald was sort of Fredo. And the brother was the...
Her father was Freddie.
Yeah.
Who had an alcohol problem, but he was excoriated because he wanted to be a pilot instead of being in the business. And the father punished him by anointing Donald as the guy.
Yes, but according to George Steinbrenner, when he was alive,
he thought
that Frank was too tough on Donald.
Uh-huh.
He did say that.
Really?
But he thought that the other one had the talent, but not the drive.
Uh-huh.
I guess Donald had the drive, but in George's opinion, was a little Fredo-like in the brain. That was George Steinbrenner's opinion.
Yeah, okay,
I'm not. When he was alive.
Listen, the only thing I have to say is that I can attest that I got into Penn State, also an Ivy League university, legitimately.
That's not true!
And I didn't pay anybody to take the SAT. And I had my father like talk to somebody who was in charge. That's all I'll say about my situation.
No, you got in. Your dad.
I got into an Ivy League school, too. All right?
Well, see, you keep doing that. So you keep doing that.
I was going to say, did I miss that?
I just want to be out of this building.
No. Must have missed that.
Yeah, you didn't do that. But, yes, your dad's TV hookup did not get you in space.
No, it did.
It did not.
No, all right, back to the phone. Now, Dave in Willow Grove. Dave, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Dave?
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Good, Dave.
That's my first time calling.
Thanks, buddy.
So, first and foremost, I don't tolerate hate from anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing with Riley Cooper, that was a mistake.
Yeah.
I mean, that should have been squashed. And the thing with Deshaun, I watched it, and I was just so disappointed. Because, for me, all these athletes have been speaking out, and that's the point that I think people are missing. Like, there's been so much other things that have come as a result of, say, the Black Lives Matter movement,
mm-hmm.
and so on and so forth, like all the violence.
Yeah.
Not one of them has spoken out against that. So for something as simple as this, like for Deshaun not to think that this would hurt somebody else, like it blows my mind. It just blows my mind.
Yeah, we've all had the same kind of reaction, and he was out of line in posting what he did. Now, to repeat what you said about the Black Lives Matters.
Well, I think with all the celebrities and athletes like LeBron, mm-hmm. Tobias, Malcolm, they're all
so you want
out.
The athletes to speak out against Deshaun because of this?
No.
What?
I'm saying. So in these, you know, these Black Lives Matter protests, there's also been violence that has taken young, innocent lives and has caused damage to businesses. I think the athletes, if they're going to speak out on the social injustice, they should also be speaking out on that injustice as well.
You do realize what the root of that injustice was, though, right? You're looking at the looting and not the root of the looting.
No. But two wrongs don't make a right, correct, Mike?
Not necessarily. In this particular situation, if you misjudge the anger, you don't know the issue.
So you can't
sit here and look at the Black Lives Matter protest and focus on the looting as the problem.
Okay, well, to take it one further, like, have you looked into the Black Lives Matter organization? Not the movement, but the actual organization.
What is your point here? What is your beef? I'm trying to figure out what your beef is here.
My point is, if there's injustices, no matter what it is, they should be squashed. So,
you're slanting this somehow to you know, like, I know where you're going with it, but I just want you to admit it. Where are you going? Like, why would the Black Lives Matter movement upset you when you know exactly what it's about?
I do know exactly. They say on their website that their mission is to disrupt the Western nuclear family, and also they want to disrupt American capitalism. That's America, Mike.
Yeah. All right. Listen, man. You have your view. That was your view. Okay. Does the Black Lives Matter website say that?
Yes, but then there's explanation. So it lays out. Now, I'm not saying anybody needs to agree, but what he did was he took, so there's something in bold, and then they explain.
Yeah.
So what when they talk about the nuclear family, they're talking about how, in their opinion, the Black family has been disrupted for hundreds of years through systemic racism, and they're trying to stop that and allow Black fathers to stay at home and things like that. You know, stay in the homes. That part just gets it only, like, that's what people do when they're against it. So they'll look at the bold point about disruptive family. What they're saying is to basically restore the family, but that's not what American history has been. American history has had Black fathers ripped away from homes for hundreds of years, according to the website, but he only read the first part on purpose.
Yeah.
They do it on purpose. I mean, it's fine. I'm just saying it's on purpose.
The lawlessness that flowed out of the protests just didn't happen like spontaneous combustion. Like there's a cause and an effect. And sometimes when people look at this, they look, oh, look at the looting. Well, it didn't just erupt out of nothing. There was a cause for that. And that's what we need to attack, the cause of it. Jerry in Harrisburg, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jerry.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
What's up, Jerry?
I'm good, thank you. Hi, to tie in that also. Hey, Mike, I just wanted to say, like, one thing. You kind of hit on what I wanted to get at, because I heard a couple of callers basically saying, well, what about Malcolm Jenkins? He isn't speaking up. And what about, you know, all the other Black celebrities and entertainers? They aren't speaking up. And I think that people aren't looking at, number one, when you say something, and I'm not agreeing with Deshaun at all. I think he was totally wrong. I would never quote Hitler. But when you do or say something, if it comes from a good place, I think people have to look at that and understand that. If it comes from a good place, but what I'm saying is just completely bonkers, I think it's different from just coming from a hateful, angry place. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you.
And I think Deshaun probably tried to do something. I don't think it was coming from a bad place. And I never looked at him as being a racist. I don't know him, of course, but I don't think it came from a hateful place. He just said something that was just bonkers, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right. It can't just be like evaporated in the thin air, though.
Oh, no, I agree. He probably should be suspended, you know, whatever. You know, he should have some kind of disciplinary action. And, you know, one of your callers said, like, well, where's all the social justice warriors? And, you know, like, I'm sure if you asked Malcolm Jenkins, he would probably say the same thing that you and I are saying right now. I don't think anybody's going to say, like, hey, you know, he was right what he said or anything like that. They're going to say, you know, hey, you know, I think he messed up, you know?
Yeah.
So that was my one point.
See, it's also, I'll be honest, it's also tough for an African-American, especially an African-American athlete, to in this climate where there's a bonding, a protest, to come out against anybody who's a member of that protest.
I agree. But what's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong.
Yeah, I get it, but that's what I'm thinking these guys are thinking about. Like, I can't be a turncoat to my cause by criticizing a guy who's in the movement with me.
Right, right. And once again, though, the cause, that's what I'm saying, the cause, the intent, you know, where it comes from within your heart.
Yeah.
And I think that's very important, and I think people overlook it.
Okay.
Hey, can I say one more thing, Mike?
Sure, quick.
You said, I'm in Harrisburg. I'm from Philly and everything, but I just, I work out here, so I've been out here for a while. Pennsylvania is two cities, like you said.
Yeah, it's two and a half cities. You want to include Harrisburg. I get where you're going with it. It's two and a half cities.
But it all comes from the top. And I think once the administration is out, because this is what they preach, that's why people are going crazy, because you know, from the top on down, things are just haywire.
Yeah.
And I think once that changes, you know, people on an everyday basis will change their attitudes, their perceptions, their, you know, hopefully. Yeah. And hopefully it'll get back to being even, you know,
all right, man.
Regular.
It's a great call, Jerry. I appreciate
it. Good talking to you, Mike. Thank you.
All right. You know, the thing I talked about a little earlier about the old city thing, I got an email on it. So I just want to read it because I don't really know this account of it. So he's saying that this, he said, you said something that rubbed me the wrong way. I'm close friends with the two responding officers of that security guard job involving the gun. Only a portion of the truth is posted. So I gathered all the facts and brought them to you so you can be more informed. First off, the African-American man was indeed yelling at security and customers for not social distancing. After security management tried to calm the situation down, the African-American man then went to his bike and got his chain and lock and began to approach the one woman in the video and the security guard. Yeah, this is not what the video shows, right? So he's talking about the security guard. I read that it was the owner of the establishment who came out with the gun.
So the reports state the woman's name, her last name was Krieger. I can't remember the first name at the time. When I read the story, the reports state that she saw the incident go down, and her account of it was that, and she was there. She said, I was there. I was not social distancing. He came up the block, was yelling at us for not social distancing. One thing led to another. I guess the owner pulled out the gun, and then the gentleman on the bike grabbed his bike lock. And the woman was in between them yelling at the guy to put the gun away.
Yeah, I mean, this guy's telling me the security guard has a license to carry it. I was talking about the owner of the establishment next door, according to the news accounts, came out with a gun.
Yeah,
not the security people.
Yeah, no, that's what the case is.
Yeah,
that always happens in this city. Well, not happen in a lot of cities. That always happens in this city. You'll have the facts come out, and then they'll be like, no, what really happened was, and it's always something that no one else said, but this guy knows it was security.
Listen, man, I'm talking about if the owner came out packing like he's some Wild Western character. I mean, come on, dude.
You didn't say he didn't have a right to carry. You're saying what's the need for him to come out and do?
What's to prove you? Like, what are you? That make you feel better? You know, there's a cruder way of saying it. Who said it in a movie? Oh, Jack Nicholson in The Departed said that.
Which part was that?
Wait, I think that was when he was with the Asian guys that are making a deal.
Oh, okay.
They're carrying guns, don't add inches.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
When they're making a deal for the microprocessors.
Register.
Mindy in Chestnut Hill. Mindy, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi. I'm a long-time listener.
Hello, Mindy.
Hi. I'm Jewish, and I just wanted to say how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he should be traded. I was very upset when Chip got rid of him.
He's not going to be traded, so you don't have to worry about that.
I just think that he should take a trip to Auschwitz and see the death camps. mm-hmm. and go to the Anne Frank house. I was there. It's amazing. And go to Israel and work in a kibbutz for a summer and learn what it's like to be a Jewish person and to go through the things that they went through and know, you know, what we went through.
Yeah, that would be nice. I don't think Deshaun is going to be living
And Howie should go with him.
Yeah. Well, Howie is an interesting counselor in this type of situation because he's a big fan of Deshaun's. And
yeah.
The Deshaun
and
really
kind of.
I think
he should do some community service.
Yeah, he's not going to do community service. It's not a legal issue, so they can't treat him like you have to do a community service for us. They can fine him, they can suspend him.
Okay. And watch the movie, see Schindler's List. Mm. See Diary of Anne Frank. See those things.
Yeah.
And learn.
I got you, Mindy.
That's all I wanted to say. And I just think that as far as the sport, I just think that they're endangering the athletes' lives. I think mm-hmm. the owners are being greedy. Bringing players back.
They are that because there's a lot of money at stake, and you're probably right. They're this is kind of an exploitation, but it's still is their living. It's what they do for a living. So.
I know, I understand that. And look, I grew up. I mean, my father was a baseball guy, and he mm-hmm. played minor league ball, and we saw a lot of Phillies games, and you don't have to do it.
You don't have to play. And there are a lot of guys saying it's not worth it to me. Now, there's usually the guys that have a little money stashed away, so it's a little easier. Like these MLS guys, that's like total gun to the head, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, their salaries.
Yeah,
They don't make the big bucks.
They have to go back and play because the league has been striving and they're expanding. So to keep that momentum going so that they can make some money or the next guy can make some money, they need, because that's a growing league.
Now, Alejandro makes a little bit. He doesn't make a lot. I mean, what could he possibly make? He was signed, like, he was one of those players that was outside the team's salary cap. Like, you're allowed to sign that kind of caliber player for extra money. So he probably makes more than the other guys. But what's he making?
I'd have to look it up.
It looks like he makes, as of 2019, 1.2.
Hey, that makes
he makes
sense.
That much?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can make, certain players can make.
I mean, certain players, but I think
they're designated players.
The disparity's pretty large. Yeah, the gap's large.
I think at one point, I remember when Beckham was playing in L.A., there were other guys who were making 30-some thousand when he was making millions.
But, salaries have
risen.
Okay.
Because the league has done well.
Yeah, so, I mean, it ranges. It looks like there's guys on there who make 67,000.
Yeah. So I think it's like
the ranges.
Yeah, those are the guys that have to play.
Right.
Right.
You know, they maybe have camps or whatever, but that's a major part of their salary.
They must play. So, and not all of them can play on the U.S. team.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And get call ups. That's not going to happen for all of them.
A lot of the rookies are under 60K.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Joey in South Philly. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joey. Joey? Joey Joe? Oh, wait. Is that my bad? There he is. Joey.
Hey, what's up,
Mike? That was my finger. That was my bad.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's all good. Mm-hmm. So first of all, I just want to say, you know, there's a time and a place for everything. And the way that this country is, as far as the racial issues, is the worst time for anyone, any professional athlete, to come out and make such a derogatory racial comment. Now, Deshaun Jack, if this were Carson Wentz, making the same derogatory comment, but toward the African American community, he'd be in extremely deep trouble. In my opinion, Deshaun Jackson should be suspended for the first three games of the season, just on the fact that there should be no place right now for any professional athletes to come out and make derogatory racial comments like this. It's just the wrong time to do it. Not that there's a good time, but especially right now.
I agree with you, but you know, three games is not going to happen. And whether they suspend him for one game, I'm not sure. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen here. I think what might happen is he offers some kind of different apology. He makes some kind of an effort to you know, visit somewhere, go teach a school or whatever, and they don't suspend him at all.
that most likely is what's going to happen. I just feel like it's the wrong thing. It's the wrong way to go.
It probably is, but again, it's a business. And you're talking about a player who's very important to their fortunes, right?
Wait, absolutely.
And we can't erase that. Like, I can make an easy comment about Riley Cooper. And I would actually make the same comment about DeSean Jackson. But Riley Cooper and DeSean Jackson are on two different levels as far as what you need for your team.
Oh, absolutely. And also, you know, I feel terrible for Carson Wentz because this guy can't catch a break. I mean, now DeSean Jackson coming back healthy and he does something stupid like this.
Yeah.
Listen, most likely it is going to pan out the way you're suggesting it is. I just feel like he should get some games.
Yeah, he's certainly suspended. It's not going to be three games. I mean, that's a league suspension. A team's not going to suspend one of their own players for three games.
No.
I'm thinking they won't suspend him for a game. I think there'll be some kind of other resolution where these guys come off as benevolent and give him a break. And it's because he's an important player, frankly.
He could get fined.
Yeah.
But the fines are sometimes phony because you never find out the fine. Like, Riley Cooper was allegedly fined. Don't know the amount.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what it was.
Yeah.
Still don't know about that sensitivity training. So they can, if they do that, they can brush that under the rug and not miss a beat. He'll talk about it the first practice of the year via Zoom, and then that'll be that.
There was no documentation of him ever taking sensitivity training.
No.
The only thing I read at that time was that he had a long conversation with his mother or something. He went home, talked to his parents. That's what it was. That was the extent of it.
And then allegedly, Chip leaned on guys, and the ones that kind of fell in line.
He leaned on Mike.
And apparently
Jason Avant
right.
At the time.
All right, Bashir in Norristown. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Bashir.
How's it going, Mike?
What's up, Bashir?
I have a lot of phone issues.
Yeah, I got you.
All right, yeah, I just had a quick question. And to be honest, I don't know enough about, you know, the Jewish religion or race at hand. So I just had a quick question.
Mm-hmm.
One is, how can people defend Trump but bash DeSean for the thing, you know, for the comments?
How can people defend Trump? And then,
yes.
I don't know. I don't know what you're really saying here.
The question, I believe Trump has said a lot more, far more harsh things to race, to people, and even done more. And he doesn't get the same, you know.
Well, he does, but it just happens to be on one side or the other. Like, the people that are defending Trump are supporters of Trump. He could do no wrong, but he's got plenty of critics on the other side. It's not like he's the first to criticism.
And then there was a caller earlier that said, you know, there were radical Muslims. And tell me if I'm wrong, but has the country faced more radical Christians than blacks and Muslims?
Yeah.
And that was it. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Yeah, I mean, the Muslim thing shouldn't even enter into this. It's that he is... We're talking about Farrakhan, who has these hateful views that are part of him. And it's not, it doesn't mean he represents Islam in general.
Right.
Right.
That's well documented. And he, let's not forget, I can feel very comfortable saying he absolutely is part of the reason why Malcolm X is dead. Louis Farrakhan. I feel very, people get mad at me.
So, yeah. So
absolutely is.
When this all went down this morning, I was reading and, you know, I kind of put out that I didn't necessarily know, I didn't know about him.
Mm-hmm.
So learning about him today has been very eye-opening. And I think that it's important, you know, as we go forward, and it's important for me to kind of understand the context of all this stuff. Because again, you see the news, and the news cycle is going rapidly nowadays. So if we're all going to try and be informed, you just have to kind of understand what the context is of things. And I was surprised to learn that this person is as big as he was. You know, I never had come across him in anything really that I'm aware of. I think I remember him having issues with Obama a couple of years ago. But other than that, I didn't really know much about him until now. So to see the intersection now, it's a learning experience.
Yes. I'm glad you can get that out of that. All right. So we'll take a break, and we will come back with all your phone calls. We'll squeeze as many calls in as we can today on the Mike Missinelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
All right, let's get the final Twitter poll numbers. From Natalie Aganoff, the Twitter poll brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons. If you need a new mower, zero turn, other outdoor power equipment, Paul B. Moyer & Sons, they have it all. Just order online at paulbmoyer.com or by phone with safe contactless pickup in Doylestown. The last time we looked at this, do nothing to Deshaun was 39%. Nat, what do we have now?
All right, Mike, over 4,000 votes on this one today. What should the Eagles do about DeSean Jackson? 37% say suspend, 21% say cut, 2% say trade, and 40% say nothing.
Okay, 40%.
40.
At all-time high.
Mm-hmm.
We went up
mm-hmm.
to 40%. Yeah, he's an important player. People love their Eagles.
Yeah, you know what? During the Riley Cooper stuff, probably 40% of fans said that maybe it was more. Said do nothing, so I guess I shouldn't be surprised. It's disappointing, though.
Yeah, well, it's kind of expected, though. Again, we talked about the disparity of talent, you know, and you're looking at this team and you're looking at Carson Wentz, and what did he need more than anything? He needed weapons, right?
Yeah.
So now they stacked it. He's one of the weapons. Now, I don't know how much you're going to get from DeSean Jackson, to be honest with you, but you can't cancel him out like right away. All right, let's go, Andrew in Phoenix, Philly. Andrew, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Andrew.
Mike, Ty, Nat, how you guys doing?
Good, how you doing?
I just hope the Eagles do right by the community. I hope DJ, I know he made his apology. I hope it was sincere, but it sounded kind of blah to me. But as far as my big picture, Mike, you can't make comments like that. I mean, Deshaun, he went to college. He's got to know better. And for him to just say it, you can't even go there, Mike.
Yeah, I hear you, man.
And how soon does Lori need to make himself go public with a speech or something? Has Lori said anything?
Lori has not said anything except the Eagles offered a statement, which was actually pretty comprehensive.
Isn't that kind of bad?
The way to do it was a comprehensive statement and get out in front with your statement first, and then he may have to act. And so I guess he's just kind of think about it a little more.
All right. Well, I understand. They're not gonna fire the guy. Obviously. I hope they do what they do right, and do what needs to be done. You can't let it slide, though, Mike. That's obvious. They can't do nothing. I mean, that's ridiculous.
We'll see. We'll see what they do.
And real quick about the Phils, Mike, if I might.
Mm-hmm.
The rotation, saying if Wheeler does the right thing and stays with his family, which I got no problem with, how soon can he be back if he decides to come back?
I'm sorry, who?
Miller.
Chris Wheeler. Zach Wheeler. I don't know if he would come back. He's in a situation with a new baby where, he doesn't want to expose himself.
So he can opt out of the contract or just opt out to play this year?
You opt out this year. The contract carries over. You can opt out of any year of your contract. It wouldn't count.
Worst case scenario, that means Arrieta is R2?
No, Arrieta is on his last year of his contract, did he? He would be the number two starter? Yeah, he would.
That's bad, Mike.
Unless they stick Howard in there.
Did you think they throw the kid in there? I mean, they almost.
They might not have a choice here. If you don't have Zach Wheeler, what's your rotation? Give it to me.
Have you seen the schedule, Mike? Our schedule is brutal, Mike.
Yeah, it is. Those Eastern teams are no joke. But now the Braves are a little weakened.
They got to tread water in the first 15 games, Mike. We got New York in the second series.
Yeah, they play the Marlins.
Yeah, but then they play the Yankees right after that.
Yeah, all right. You win three. and take 2 or 3 from the lose 2 or 3 from the to the Yankees. It'll be all right. Man, nobody's going to run away, bro.
And Mike, real quick on the Sixers, Mike. I mean, Ben Simmons putting out more videos of him taking foul shots now. I've seen enough of the videos. Can somebody tell Ben we don't need no more videos?
Well, that's Ben, man. He's an Instagram whiz.
Yeah.
He likes to throw it out there.
One video that he showed that I do like is him working on stuff as the screener. Some of those pick and pop type shots.
Mm-hmm.
And he has sort of taken those, you know, those one-handed runner type that he takes once in a while.
Yeah.
He did do a video of some of those. Yeah. Those are shots he might, note what I'm saying might, not will, might take in a game. You get what I'm saying? Those little shots. You've seen him take those before.
I got 2 thumbs up for that.
Yeah, so if he comes and sets a screen for Tobias and Tobias throws it back to him, he might throw that one-hand throw-up shot. He has done that before. At least it wasn't a video of him firing threes.
Yeah.
That was a game shot. Like, it's a game shot, and the foul shot.
Exactly. The runner would be big for him.
Yeah, in a pick-and-pop situation or a pick-and-roll situation. So I'm not going to complain about that. That's a shot he'll get in the playoffs.
All right, regarding the Eagles statement, here it is. The Philadelphia Eagles, this is the team statement, have spoken to Sean Jackson about, quote, offensive, harmful, and absolutely appalling, end quote, statements the receiver made on Instagram. The team is continuing to evaluate the circumstances. We have spoken with DeSean Jackson about his social media posts. Regardless of his intentions, the messages he shared were offensive, hurtful, and absolutely appalling. They have no place in our society, and we are not condoned or supported in any way by the organization. We are disappointed, and we reiterated to DeSean the importance of not only apologizing, but also using his platform to take action to promote unity, equality, and respect. See, that's where I think it's going to turn out, on those lines. We are continuing to evaluate the circumstances and will take appropriate action. We take these matters very seriously and are committed to continuing to have productive and meaningful conversations with DeSean, as well as all of our players and staff, in order to educate, learn, and grow. All right, so on one hand, they go, using this platform to take action, promote unity, equality, and respect, which I think they could slide out on that, or we will take appropriate action. And once you say we'll take appropriate action, does that mean they have to suspend them?
No, it's whatever they deem and what the public will deem appropriate, and where they're lucking out is with the sports world right now, the news cycle is once again flying 100 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, this isn't going to just go away right away. But I would imagine before camp at the end of this month, like the 30th, 31st, when they report, 20 things are going to happen.
Yeah.
And that might allow them to wiggle their way out of it.
True. And so 40% today on the first day of it go, we don't care, they do anything.
And then
so that's, you know, they're reading that too.
Then they go sick. Then another week is 50. And who cares? Oh, wait, but what about what this guy did? Because, you know, it's a laser pointer.
Yep.
Look at the next thing.
And, never know what could happen tomorrow.
And we know something else is going to happen because we can't go a week without craziness. Uh-huh. So they could wiggle out of this.
Yep. Mike in Germantown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mike.
Hey, Mike, how you feeling there,
What's
bro?
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm hanging in there. Listen, my thing about the song is, like, why, man? Why? If I'm a teammate, I'm popping him upside his head and say, why? Why?
Well, you know why. It's the social media power. You thrust something out there. You got something to say. You know,
This is what, as much, because I was one of the guys who advocate. I was really, let's get the Sean back. I was like, him and Carson, and they did it. I mean, they were doing it before he got hurt.
Uh-huh.
It was getting ready to look crazy, like 25 touchdowns or whatever to show him from Carson. It looked good. So I was like, man, that looked real good. That's right about now.
Uh-huh.
I was telling all the Eagles fans. Yeah. But this is his mouth, man. I mean, like, dude, like, sometimes just hush and shut up. Maybe you just shut up and don't say nothing. If I ain't got nothing good to say, I won't say nothing.
Yeah, but guys don't say nothing.
Well, then, you know what?
Guys then, say then, stuff these days.
Okay.
They say,
okay, but then when they caught him on bouncing out the league or whatever, something crazy, I mean, like, whose fault is that? Is that really... Could he come back to that? You know what I'm saying?
The culture and the social media culture is to say stuff. So he said something that he didn't think hard enough about.
Okay. Well, Mike, I got one more thing for you. What about, I got a name for the Washington.
Yes. Oh, what do you got? Wait, the football team?
Yeah, for the
okay.
football team.
All right.
Drum roll. The Washington Republicans. You ain't got to change much. Oh, Mike, what do you think? Come on, man. I know you like that.
I mean, what's it? He was really laughing.
I loved his laugh. His laugh was so funny. He thought it was a good one.
He thought he hit a home run.
Yeah.
He got a kick out of himself.
And you mentioned a bunch of stuff similar to that already.
Yeah.
When you were reading the list.
Yeah. How about DC United? Oh, that's already taken.
In front of. Yeah. Did you see what the Onion changed the name to? They went from Washington Redskins. And I know the name to DC.
Oh, they did?
They just, they just changed
it. I actually did see that.
It made me laugh when they did that. I was like,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just go to DC.
Just go to DC. Change the name.
But then I think Derek Coleman every time I hear DC.
Derek Coleman. DC, overweight.
Yeah, DC. Derek Coleman. Break time, and we'll come back with no sound off, so we'll take your calls. Mike Missinelli Show back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The Fanatic.
Hot. It was hot. I had a little golf lesson today.
Oh, yeah. How'd it go?
Sweat my butt. You know what? I got to thank my buddy, Dave Padgett, who's the pro. I've been swinging the golf club wrong my whole life.
What?
You got you fixed?
Not today. Well, it's going to be a work in progress because it's a different way of swinging the club.
But I mean, you know the fix now.
I mean, it was miraculous, the difference.
Wow.
So, but I'm going, I wasted all these years swinging a club wrong. Nobody ever pointed it out.
I'm a little in shock right now.
Yeah, well, we'll see if I get, this is on a practice range.
Right, you know? Okay.
Like, so it needs to be, it's going to take a while for me to get it.
Right.
It's only
reps.
Only 84 here at the Balakin Wood Studio.
Oh, so
it's a little cooler. But still humid.
Yeah, it was hotter today than that. So did a cool front come through?
Looks like it. But tonight, the lowest is going to get is 73.
Oh, that's good. 73 is good, low.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Is it supposed to rain?
That means if I get up to run, I like to see a 6. When I see a 7, I know what kind of run I'm going to have. And I won't see any 6. Apparently,
it's better sweat though, isn't it?
Yeah, but it beats me up. I won't see a 6 until Monday. It's not going to get below the 70s until Monday, it appears.
Well,
it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean that rain was needed.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Very needed.
All right, Tom in Northeast Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tom,
Mike,
what's up, Tom?
If you do not beat Charles Barkley on the golf course, you stink.
I would have beat him the old way, but this new way is like, it was like Eureka.
Mike, you could beat him in the dark.
Yeah, I would have beat him the old way.
He's terrible. I mean, I've seen him play.
Yeah, but he was in golf really school this week, though. He's in the big Tahoe event this weekend. He got rid of it.
All right. I want to get to my real point.
Go ahead.
First, One thing I did want to say about what Barkley did say yesterday was something I had said to you a couple of weeks ago. And he sort of agreed with me that knocking all these statutes and changing all these names down is pretty much a waste of time. We should be concentrating on what we're doing right now and tomorrow to make things better for everybody. And you pretty much let him slide on that when he came out with that. I don't know if you were surprised by it or what.
Well, I probably was.
Okay, but I agree with him. I think his focus is correct.
Mm-hmm.
But with Wheeler, I was really, in today's paper, Marcus Hayes saying to opt out is to cop out. I don't get that.
Yeah,
at
we
all.
Talked about that a little earlier.
Yeah,
I thought it was a harsh take. To be honest with you.
It really is. It's really harsh. I mean, I think it's an individual decision.
It totally is. It totally is an individual decision.
And if you haven't made enough money that you have to go out there and maybe take some extra chances, that's just the way it is. There's nothing to do about it.
Yeah, the way this is shaped with the amount of games they're playing and the dilution of it is if you don't want to play, it's not going to matter to me. You know, anything that matters to me, you're a starting pitcher, you miss a game in a World Series for some reason, like that's when I'll start paying attention. This is like nothing to me. Whoever wants to play, plays, and I'm not going to chastise anybody who doesn't want to play.
That's right. Let everybody make their own mind. Let everybody do what they have
to
do.
Yeah, Wheeler doesn't seem like his heart's in it, to be honest with you. He doesn't seem like his heart's in it. If his heart's not in it, then you don't have to play.
Put Eflin in instead.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, or Ranger Suarez gets a shot. So here's your rotation. Nola, who might not be ready to start anyway. So who's their opening day starter?
Nah, he'll be ready.
He will be ready.
Yeah, because he was able to throw. He just couldn't come to.
Okay.
And he was throwing a lot in Florida, so he'll be fine.
Okay, so Nola, Arrieta.
No, I think Wheeler will be there opening day.
That's just for the thing. Wheeler opts out.
All right.
This is the rotation.
All right. Arrieta.
Arrieta, 2-3. Who you got?
Eflin.
Yeah,
my guy Eflin.
Eflin's your three.
Yeah, he's your three.
And you go not down the same path. Both of them are in the rotation.
No, I got to have
both of them.
You know what you could do though? You can manipulate it some because I know they're not going to put the kid on the opening day roster because they're cheap.
All right, so your opening day 5, Vinny Velo and my man Pavagina.
Oh, God. No.
Yes.
I can't. You know what?
That's your rotation.
You know what though? They're going to be in the mix.
How would that stand?
They're going to be. In the
they're
mix.
Not going to be in the mix with that stand. If they're missing Wheeler, it's the two.
No, they need Wheeler.
Come on, man.
If Wheeler opts out completely, they're in trouble. I think he's going to stay and then take paternity leave. He's
going
to be there and then because he's there now. I think he'll unless something
crazy
happens.
He takes paternity leave. Is it the guarantee he's coming back?
I think he'll come back.
Yeah.
Because I think they'll be in the mix if he's there.
Okay.
If he's there, I think he's going to take his lead.
You are an awfully optimistic young man.
Not really.
Yes, you are.
I think that they're
in the mix.
I think that doesn't mean I think they're going to come in third or fourth place, but I think they're going to be in the mix to the end.
All right. Well, your mix is different than my mix.
Well, if you're in the mix.
It's good. Mo in Detroit. Mo, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mo.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up, Mo?
So, Mike, I remember you way back when I was a kid and with Stephen A. Smith in New York.
Yes! You were up there when we did the show?
So, yeah. And now I actually moved to Detroit. But the reason why I have never listened to you guys in Philly, because I'm a New York sports fan, but today I wanted to hear you, DeShanti.
Uh-huh.
And honestly, if I have somebody who I know who wants to become a radio host, I'd give them a copy of today's show.
Oh, thanks, Mo. That's very nice of you.
You guys have been incredible.
I'm flattered that you remembered me and Stephen A's show. I mean, that's made my day.
Of course.
Yeah, I don't get much feedback on that.
Of course. If I could say one thing, my opinion,
mm-hmm.
The only thing that concerns me, I've heard many callers and I've heard other people throughout the day saying how Deshaun meant well, so therefore that gives him a pass. My only issue is once we start getting into people's heads, I'm sure many people who've done bad things, as they say, the pathways, you know, are paved with good intentions.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're quoting Hitler, I, as a Jewish person, and I think it should be for everybody, that's bad automatically. I don't care what your intentions are. I want to know what you guys think about that.
If you bring up Hitler, what your intentions are?
If you bring up Hitler, I don't care what your intentions are. You're canceled.
You have a right to think that. Hey, you're a Jewish person, right?
Yeah.
You have a right to think that, and most people would think the same thing. And that's what's so bad about it, that he didn't realize that.
Right, so I'm saying I hope that he didn't realize that. Would I be?
Well, he should have though. There's no excuse for him not to realize it. That's what I've been saying all day.
Right, so that's why I think maybe he really did have bad intentions. Maybe I'm just being paranoid, but
I don't know. Really there are people out there that are just oblivious and don't pay enough attention to their world. So I'll go with that.
I hope you're right.
All right, Mo. Listen, thanks, buddy. I appreciate the call. I mean, I don't know what to make of it. at this point, whether what his intentions were or what. But I just think he wasn't plugged in enough to his world to think that that was going to be offensive to people. And that, to me, is the offense. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, yeah, he was got passionate about something he was reading or somebody hipped him to, and he got complete tunnel vision and thought and didn't think about his other, his fellow man, which is defeats the purpose.
Exactly. All right. Devon Givens in this slot following in this particular program. And tonight on NBC Sports Philadelphia, the Phillies return to play special, followed by the Flyers and Panthers in February. A little hockey to cool off the evening, Tyrone.
I'm excited about that. I'm fired up. They're getting ready to come to camp. They're getting ready to go to camp.
Yes, they are. Thanks, everybody, for participating. It was kind of a heavy day, so we appreciate your thoughts and listening. Have a great night, everybody. Be safe. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.